וחלוקת התפקידים בין השרים.
After 2 months in the making and a lot of political wrangling, Israel now has a new government, the most far-right and religiously conservative one in the country's history. Despite a corruption trial, Benjamin Netanyahu returns as prime minister thanks to a coalition of an ultra-orthodox and nationalist bloc. Heckling from opposition members in the Knesset didn't deter him from making his message clear. Israel's security continues to be his top priority.
We will guarantee Israel's military advantage in the region through unceasing empowerment. The first mission is to make sure that Iran won't annihilate us with nuclear bombs.
Also high up on the agenda is the normalization of relations with more Arab countries under the 2020 Abraham Accord. That would sideline Palestinians, as the newly released government guidelines highlight by saying, "The Jewish people have an exclusive and unquestionable right to all parts of the land of Israel." Netanyahu's new cabinet promises to expand illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank, raising fears of an escalation in tensions. On a domestic level, most controversially, Netanyahu is granting major concessions to the far-right coalition, made up of parties that until recently were still on the political fringes. Hundreds of anti-government protesters gathered outside the Knesset, demonstrating against some ministerial appointments handed out, including that of Itamar Ben-Gvir, convicted of incitement to racism in 2007. The now security minister had a personalized law passed in his name on Wednesday, giving him unprecedented powers over the police force. Other controversial laws passed include the Deri and Smotrich laws. The first allowed Aryeh Deri, leader of the Shas party, to become the interior minister, despite a recent suspended sentence for tax fraud. The latter giving Smotrich, head of the religious Zionism party, a role within the defense ministry, overseeing illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank. Critics are concerned that some of these new policies will have far-reaching consequences, including the undermining of the judicial system, whereby the Supreme Court could be overruled. These were all preconditions set by the coalition for the government to be sworn in the first place.
And we will probably see weaker Netanyahu, because his party is much weaker vis-a-vis parties like the religious Zionists, because of his trial, and because he has no moderate party within the coalition like in the past.
This is the sixth government in less than 4 years, and Netanyahu already has a lot on his plate, with the country at its most divided.
Netanyahu is back as prime minister, and he says he will be the one setting the agenda for the current government. He also says that red lines won't be crossed and he won't be steered by what he calls radical ideology. But he is mostly in this position thanks to a far-right coalition. Now, the big question is, who will have the upper hand? Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.